Here is the Lady Beaver girls tennis team. They wrapped up their season on Friday. They were at the 4A state meet in Winfield. And here to talk about it is Coach Sharon Kacharik. And Coach, thanks again for joining me here. And first, I got to ask you here, this has been, you haven't had to go to practice after school and come to practice, come here. And what's that void been like for about 2 hours here this week?
Well, it seems to have been filled up with things that I at the office that I needed to finish. So instead of going to tennis, I've just stayed at work a little longer during the day.
All right. Well, let's go to last Friday. You guys played there at the 4A state meet. You were down at Winfield, and I don't know if you caught the wind or anything like that during the meet, but it was a tough go for you guys, but not without a good effort from your team there. And we'll start off with Mallory Cup starting off. She got the day started with a victory, and then dropped her next two matches and she was done. But kind of go through her performance there and her three matches that she had last Friday.
Well, you know, she started out against the Clay Sitter girl and played her and didn't have any trouble at all, which we knew that she was capable of doing that. And she played great that first match that she had. And then she went up against the number two seed and then ended up being the number two placer at 4A. And you know, the score, I believe, was 3-6, 0-6, but it was much closer than that score sounds. Mallory played awesome on that. She stepped up. She returned things and I think even surprised her opponent a little bit. But she did a good job representing, and then she got, I believe it, let's see, I'm trying to think, the third round was against Independence, I believe, an indie girl. And just struggled on that backside that last match of the day. We had wind, I don't think it was quite as bad as here, but it was very cool and windy. And, you know, our girls can play in that, but still, after you sit and wait for your matches, it makes a long day.
Yeah, that it does, and it was tough to see her kind of go down that way. You also had another set of seniors that you had in doubles there, Madison Roberts, Tatum Wells, and they went 0-2 on the day. Just kind of had a tough day overall.
They did. They their first match was against Wichita Trinity, a team who placed fifth in our regional, but they came out and they were ready to win. I mean, they everything they tried worked for them, and everything we tried just seemed to just didn't work as well. We didn't have quite as smooth of a go that first time. And then after they finished that match, they sat for 3.5 hours before they got back on the court and faced Bueller. And it's tough. I don't care what sport it is you're playing. When you've sat for 3.5 hours and then have to get up and be ready to go, that makes it hard. And the team that they played was a good doubles team from Bueller, and it was their third match of the day and our second match of the day. So that makes a little difference too.
Yeah, it does. Just kind of a tough way to go down here. But overall, you look back at the season for you guys, you had a lot of veterans there and a very good group of seniors there, a big group of seniors. I know all of them didn't get to be on varsity just because there were seven of them. You could only have six spots. But I thought overall that they were a good group of seniors to have and to lead by example.
They were. You know, I'm very proud of the girls. The three that went to state, I told them, I said, I know it didn't end up being the way you wanted it, but I said, you're still in the top 24 across the state, and that says a lot, too. And, our girls that weren't on varsity were great leaders, and they will have a big spot empty next year that we'll have to fill with others, and I'm sure we will. But those girls will be missed.
What would you say probably was the kind of the highlight of the season and probably one of your best parts of the season?
Well, GWAC is always fun to go to, and having Madison and Tatum be on the all GWAC team is always good. Mallory in singles in the GWAC, Mallory is right there, with them. But, when you have three girls at the playing at that caliber and the two that were all GWAC ended up placing in 3-2-1A yeah. state, you know. So very good tennis. That's always fun to come down to that meet. The Garden City meet was a highlight, too. Mm-hmm. That's a meet where we get to see people from all classes, mm-hmm. and that's always fun. So there were a lot of good things.
And I think you probably have noticed last couple of years, probably the intensity, or I should say the level of competition with 3-2-1A and 4A. What do you feel like is probably the biggest difference why 4A is so much tougher there than 3A?
Well, you know, you're playing, again, when we were 3-2-1A, we were the big school.
Yeah.
And
that's...
now you go to 4-2, you know, 4A, and we're mm-hmm. the small school. And so that always is tougher, you know, and it's always hard for the girls to see some of those girls that they had beaten or came close mm-hmm. to beating were meddling in 3-2-1A. But that's just the way it goes, and you just got to play the hand you're dealt. So
absolutely, yeah. Just kind of thinking about your state qualifiers here real quickly once again. Mallory, a three-time state qualifier,
yep.
and she was one match away, I think, her freshman year of qualifying for state
yes.
as well. So that shows how well she's come a long way and has been at the top of her game there for 3 years there. And then, you know, you have Tatum and Madison. Madison's been out 3 years. I think Tatum was all four, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
But what a crew they ended up being over those last 2 years. And they were really kind of putting pressure on your team as well, your varsity kids as a sophomore.
They were. And, mm-hmm. you know, and they both qualified for mm-hmm. state 2 years in
yeah.
a row. So, you know, those three girls played hard and we're peaking at the right time. It just, you know, we just ran into some tougher
yeah.
competition on the day.
Well, it was a great experience, I know, for you guys. It's always big to get to state every year, and doesn't matter how it ends, but getting to state's an accomplishment in its own right, and I know you mentioned that as well, but it's been a great season. It always goes too fast, it seems like, Coach. Thank you for everything all season. It was fun watching your kids go out and compete there, and I guess maybe see you springtime, maybe? I
yeah.
don't know, yeah.
We'll be back around for
yeah.
the boys, you know,
man.
So Corbin will be getting those boys. And, you know, and like you said, the season is so fast and it's over. We're the first mm-hmm. ones over. And then, you know, February, the end of February gets here and here we go again.
Yeah, it seems like a long time from now, but it's going to come fast.
It will. So thank you, Adam,
you
for following us each week. We appreciate it.
All right. You betcha.